Jeff Rieger is in, and he is uniquely qualified to present this topic. You do those lists on the weekends.
Yeah.
Where it's a top 10 and people have to name everything on the list.
Usually 20, Jim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I want to make it last an hour.
We want to make it last a half hour, so we'll do 10. The top 10 moments in the history of Comerica Park. It celebrates 25 years this season. You have been to at least 1,000 games at Comerica Park.
A ton, yes.
And you've been there for the good times, the bad times. You've been kicked out of Jim Leland's office.
3 times.
You've been there, you've seen it, and you have the top 10 moments in the history of Comerica Park.
All right, so how this works is we need audience participation. 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. I've compiled a list. It's from my memory. It's the 10 greatest games at Comerica Park. We're celebrating 25 years. I'll give you a freebie if you want to guess a number 1 through 10. I feel Greg, Tom, you, and the callers can bust out 9 of them. You're not getting 1. It's impossible. I don't think, at least. Now, Greg has set his sights on trying to get it. You're not going to get it. But I have compiled 10 of the greatest games ever at Comerica Park to celebrate 25 years. You want to give me a free... I can give you a freebie, or you can guess one. What do you want to do? Well, and we can... 248-539-9797. We need the listeners. It's the 10 greatest games at Comerica Park. I do have some playoff games. And I have some regular season games as well. I think some are self-explanatory. I think others are a little more challenging.
By the way, how many years have you been going to the ballpark?
I probably started covering the Tigers in 03 when they lost 119 games.
I see what I'm saying, the low points.
It's truly pathetic.
But you were there for the ride in 06,
I was.
The Leland years.
Yes.
The rotation that featured 5 or 4 Cy Young winners.
Yes. Brad Ausmus used to make fun of me, yeah. And it happened on TV, and my mother hated it. She had a nickname for him. She called him Asmus. Oh. I thought it was very inappropriate.
She's not the only one that had that nickname for him. Stoney yesterday brought up like bad coaching hires.
Yes.
And we got the same analogy that handed the keys to a Ferrari to a 16-year-old, right. And he crashed it because that was the Brad Ausmus
bad
analogy.
Move by Dombrowski. Yeah. Nice guy, though. Funny guy. Smart guy. Went to Dartmouth.
But you were there, you know, trade deadlines and epic moments, playoffs, all of it. So you've compiled the list.
We'll I guarantee take those you, you're not getting all 10. I just don't think it's possible. One of them is a great game, but a tad obscure. 25 years is a long time.
It is.
Do you guys want to take one guess before we go to some calls?
So I hate to steal thunder, but no, if I may...
Don't steal a good one.
If I may, I'll just say the most obvious one.
Okay.
Right? I mean, can we all... I mean, in...
Do you want to confer with your buddies back there?
We're only going to do one. I don't want to steal from people right now. I want to give the audience a chance. Can we all agree what he's going to have? I mean, probably the number one moment at Comerica Park.
Maglio.
Yes, it's the Maglio home run. The Tigers are going to the World Series. It's a mob scene at home plate. The Dickerson call.
The Tigers are going to the World Series.
We're back.
All right, so I have that. October 14th, 2006. I got that as my second moment, though.
It's not number one?
No. A much better moment is number one.
There's no moment better.
No, there is. Tigers win at 6-3. Bonderman started. Will Ledesma got the win. Mags hit the walk-off against?
Street.
Houston Street.
Yes.
And the Tigers are going to the World Series. That's number two.
Okay, so we
no,
need...
Don't start with your trash talking already.
I said I'd be nice. I'm sorry. Let's get
number
to the phones.
Number one is good.
Better than that, we challenge.
Absolutely,
we challenge the audience to fill out Rieger's list, the top 10 moments in the history of Comerica Park. It celebrates 25 years. Bernard, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Bernard.
The Carlos Guillen walk off at like 1 a.m. versus the Yankees after those rain delays. That was just. You know, that was a memorable moment.
Oh, you beautiful man. It was 2007. The Tigers were playing the Yankees, still in the wild card hunt. And Carlos Guillen, at 3:30 in the morning, after a 4-hour rain delay, hits a walk-off. They had to play at 2 o'clock the next day. I got that at number 9.
Yeah, that was a great moment. Stuck it out. It was a rough day the next day, but it was worth it.
Great game. I mean, you'll never see that these days. The rain delay was obscene.
Yeah.
Friday night, football season. So I got that at number 9. The Guillen 330 shot is number 9. Maglio sending the Tigers to the World Series is 2.
Chris in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Okay, here's my guess. It's the game where the Tigers were playing the Angels. Verlander had a no-hitter going, and they broke it up with a bunt single in like the seventh inning. And then Carlos Guillen hit a bomb off of Jared Weaver and like stared him down before he rounded the bases and the benches cleared. That was an entertaining game. I'm guessing that's your number one.
It's number five. It was the greatest regular season game in the history of Comerica, I want to say. Tigers Angels Sunday afternoon. Verlander had a no-no. Eric Ibar bunted on him, broke up the no-hitter because Verlander threw in. Well, he didn't break up the no-hitter, but he got on base. The no-hitter was broken up a couple inning or batters later. Verlander was pissed that Ibar would bunt on him, but you're right. Guillen hit the bomb. Weaver got pissed, threw at Avila's head, got ejected from the game. It was July 31st, 2011. Sensational ball game.
Excellent.
Nicely done.
And if you guys missed the little tease in there, the little hint, the only games better are playoff games.
Okay, but
I will say
fair. I said that was the best regular season game, but there is one that I may have put ahead of it.
Oh, okay. So never mind. Disregard.
That one, the Angels Tigers, would be my number one if it's not Mags. There was never more competitive fuel in that ballpark than that day.
Number one is so obvious.
The stare down from Guillen, and oh my.
It was amazing.
It was
on a Sunday. It was gorgeous weather, Tom. It was, I want to swear, effing awesome. And then, by the way, we went up to Jared Weaver a decade later to talk to him about it. He remembered every moment of it.
Adam in Gibraltar, can you name one? You're on 97.1.
How's the Trade Center?
Yeah. Riggs, good hearing them. I would say J.D. Martinez's pinch hit home run off of Chris Sale is probably one of the more special moments in the regular season. And then I would say Rajay Davis's grand slam as well.
Oh, he's going two
for
one.
Are we allowed to do two?
Well, you said it. I didn't dump it. So, yeah, just.
All right. Number seven, you're pretty smart, Adam. August 3rd, 2016, JD off the IL against Chris Sale in the eighth inning. It was peak Mario and Rod, too. Those guys went insane. I got that at number seven. What a game. And then number eight is the super slam by Rajay Davis against Sean Doolittle. It was Castellanos single, Avila single, Suarez struck out, Jackson worked a walk, and then Rajay Davis came up off Doolittle and a bomb. And it was called a super slam, not a grand slam. I'm not quite sure what the difference is.
Do you remember where you were for that?
I do. With you, I think.
We were together.
Yes.
I was the intern at the time, a more plump version of myself.
Yeah, you've dropped a few since then.
But we were under, you know, the bowels of the ballpark.
Yes.
On the off chance that something happened.
It was an unwinnable game. It was 4-1.
Yeah.
And Doolittle was a good closer.
Yeah. So how many have we named so far? Five?
All right. So you got number two, which was the Tigers are going to the World Series. You got number five, which is Tigers, Angels, Jared Weaver. You got seven, which is JD off the IL. You got eight, which is Rajay's super slam, so that's four.
Didn't we get nine, too?
Oh, I'm sorry, nine. Yes, I apologize. Nine as well, which was the 3:30 in the morning.
Okay, so we're halfway there. We've got some calls to get to. Guys, we're going to need your participation to complete the list.
Five down, five to go.
Best moments in Comerica Park 25 years. It's 97.1.